Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.
Mayo, Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL. Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by ARS of Virginia. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton took questions on national security last night at a commander-in-chief forum.
I think under the leadership of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, the generals have been reduced to rubble.
Donald Trump at Wednesday's commander-in-chief forum hosted by NBC News, slamming his rival and President Obama while also praising Russia's president.
I think I would have a very, very good relationship with Putin.
On the topic of ISIS, Hillary Clinton spoke of using air power and regional alliances to defeat the group.
We have to defeat ISIS. That is my highest counterterrorism goal.
Her answer somewhat rushed, partly because much of her time she faced questions on her emails.
I did exactly what I should have done, and I take it very seriously.
I'm Reid Binion.
Now, just a few minutes ago during his news conference in Laos, a reporter asked President Obama if he wanted to defend his legacy against Donald Trump's criticism last night.
Do I care to defend? Okay. Respond. Got it. As far as Mr. Trump, I think I've already offered my opinion. I don't think the guy's qualified to be president of the United States. And every time he speaks, that opinion is confirmed.
Mr. Obama's on the last day of his last trip to Asia as president. Metro's SafeTrack program may not be as effective as it could be, according to federal inspection reports obtained by the Washington Post. Federal Transit Administration officials questioned the effectiveness of the first three SafeTrack surges, pointing out possible safety problems that are being missed. In one of those reports, the FTA inspector found loose rail fasteners in a safe track area. Metro has yet another tough task ahead, now figuring out when the system opens and closes once safe track is complete. The Metro board starts looking at some options at a meeting today.
Everybody agrees Metro needs more maintenance time, but how they get it is up for debate.
What can't happen is the status quo. You see the end result. We're going to have to make changes. The question is where.
Metro's board chair, Jack Evans, disagrees with general manager Paul Wiedefeld. Evans wants the system to keep late night service Friday and Saturday nights.
Stay up until 3 in the morning, then when are we going to close that we now don't close? Do you close on Sunday and don't open till noon?
But he's not worried about permanently turning away even more riders from Metro.
When we get it working again, I believe the ridership will return.
The public can comment next month with the final plan up for a vote in December. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
He's accused of raiding a neighbor's underwear drawer. Now the man in charge of economic development in Anne Arundel County has lost his job.
Robert Hannon has resigned as the head of the county's Economic Development Corporation after Annapolis police say he was caught on tape rifling through his neighbor's lingerie drawer. The woman had recently installed cameras in her apartment to detect any movement. Hannon is now facing charges of burglary and illegal entry. Mark Hartzell, the county's chief administrative officer, will now take over as acting founding CEO of Economic Development, Maria Leaf, on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Federal accident investigators are objecting to the way they're portrayed in a new movie based on the story of Captain Sully Sullenberger and the Miracle on the Hudson. NTSB investigators say the movie Sully unfairly makes them look like prosecutors out to fault Sullenberger, despite his heroism. And retailers are condemning the mistreatment of workers who catch Hawaii's high-quality seafood. The Associated Press has found that most of the workers are undocumented foreigners confined to American boats for years at a time without basic rights or protections. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,526, the Nasdaq at 5,284. Sports: Steven Strasburg leaves in the third inning with another injury as the Nats go on to beat the Braves. The O's lose to the Rays. WNBA: the Mystics score the most points in franchise history to beat Chicago. WMAL News Time 6:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Breaking news, the inside story, traffic and weather.
This is pretty remarkable stuff.
Listen on your desktop or download the WMAL app today and don't miss a minute.
Get this.
Available in the App Store, Android Market, or Google Play.
Attention homeowners. With this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops or something doesn't seem quite right, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's right, a free service call with any repair. That's huge savings. If your AC breaks down, ARS Rescue Router is ready to help 24 hours a day. Call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Why should your family have to choose between convenient locations and world-class care when the Innova Network offers both? Innova provides the region's only pediatric urgent care at our Dulles South location, the area's most comprehensive weight loss program at Innova Fair Oaks Hospital, and Loudoun County's only dedicated children's ER and hospital-based natural birth center at Innova Loudoun. And that's just the start. Explore more at innova.org/near you. Innova. Join the future of health.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, we're busy. Interstate 95. First, you have delays Dale City heading toward the Occoquan, and then just the briefest of a gap, and then you hit the slowdowns again. Jam through Lorton, Newington, up ahead at 644 Springfield before you get to the Beltway. Incident, left lane. But the good news is, I just watched a tow truck, a flatbed, has arrived to the scene of the incident. Northbound 95 before the Beltway, you lose the left lane, but it's positive. Looks like they can get that cleared pretty quickly. Onto Woodbridge on Route 1, crash reported. Northbound Route 1 at Opitz Boulevard. Watch for fire and rescue. 66, here we come through Manassas, Centerville at the stop and go. Earlier broken down near 123. That has been cleared. 270, the volume through Urbana, Hyattstown, stacking up quickly. Top side of the Beltway, starting to see some of those delays. Heading onto the outer loop in Lanham. A little bit suspicious here. Outer loop just passing 50 toward 450. Now a report of an incident in that area, and that's why I'm seeing some slowdowns, so do watch. Update is brought to you by the American Red Cross. Your one blood donation can help save the lives of up to 3 people. Make a difference in the lives of others. Give blood through the American Red Cross to help hospital patients. Call 1-800-RED-CROSS or visit redcrossblood.org today. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Record set in 1939 of 100 degrees may be threatened today. I don't think we're going to get there, though. A mix of cloud, sunshine, a passing shower, maybe a thunderstorm in 97. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Haymarket, 73 in Kensington, 75 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by the American Red Cross. Donald Trump praises Vladimir Putin. Hillary Clinton defends her emails in a pre-debate forum. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, Susan Ferriccio with the Washington Examiner. At 7:35, Stephen Overly, Washington Post tech reporter, will join us to talk about the iPhone 7. And at 8:35, our friend Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor still has taken a little time off to be with family and friends. Sherilyn Labonte is with us, a former RNC official, worked up on Capitol Hill with the Senate Judiciary Committee. And you see her on TV talking about politics of the day. Good morning, Sherilyn.
Good morning.
All right, I want to talk about last night's Commander-in-Chief Forum that was carried out by the folks over at NBC and CNBC in New York City. Now, what happened here was we had Hillary Clinton. She won the toss. She went to go first. And she went out on the stage, and she gave her little question and answer with Matt Lauer. And then she left the stage, and then Trump came on, and there's a little question and answer. And by the way, questions from the audience, which I thought were actually pretty good.
Pretty good.
Pretty good questions last night. But there was this moment last night. Well, first let me ask you this question. If you saw it, who do you think won it? And by the way, as long as we're talking about which of these two people would make the greater commander-in-chief, I'd like your thoughts on that as well. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMM. While we're waiting on you to call in and weigh in on what you saw last night, let me just play this one little clip. I'm sorry, I have to bring this to your attention. Hillary Clinton last night talking about Libya, which, you know, many people thought was perhaps her greatest failure as Secretary of State, because the Libyan thing was all hers. And she was out there last night defending the administration's actions in Libya. Listen very closely.
When Gaddafi was threatening to massacre his population, I put together a coalition that included NATO, included the Arab League, and we were able to save lives. We did not lose a single American in that action.
What?
And I think taking that action was the right decision. Not taking it and permitting there to be an ongoing civil war in Libya would have been as dangerous and threatening as what we are now seeing in Syria.
We didn't lose a single person in Libya. Does she not realize, Sherilyn, that Benghazi is in Libya?
No, she didn't realize that at all.
How in the world could she say that with a straight face?
She did. And not to beat a dead horse about the emails, but, you know, Lauer is again pressing her on the use of private email server, and she says, okay, it shouldn't be done, but she insisted that she had not threatened national security. I mean, are we all watching the same thing as this unfolds? Is she living? I mean, she's clearly not seeing events the same as we see them.
Well, in fact, let's play that, because the issue of the emails came up, and national security, and were you protecting our nation's secrets? Well, and a question from a veteran who was in the audience. Here it is.
Key.
Secretary Clinton, thank you very much for coming tonight. As a naval flight officer, I held a top secret sensitive compartmentalized information clearance, and that provided me access to materials and information highly sensitive to our warfighting capabilities. Had I communicated this information not following prescribed protocols, I would have been prosecuted and imprisoned.
Yeah, now that's a pretty good, and he's laying it out there,
yep.
And he's right.
And
we've heard this from other people.
Secretary Clinton, how can you expect those such as myself, who were and are entrusted with America's most sensitive information, to have any confidence in your leadership as president when you clearly corrupted our national security?
Well, I appreciate your concern and also your experience, but let me try to make the distinctions that I think are important for me to answer your question. First, as I said to Matt, you know and I know, classified material is designated. It is marked. There is a header so that there is no dispute at all that what is being communicated to or from someone.
All right, enough of that.
Right. I mean,
here's the thing. She's saying that it had to have a gigantic stamp across the top that said top secret for it to be considered top secret information. And every single person that we talk to who works with classified data on a regular basis says this is simply not true. That there are some things that are so sensitive, like drone targeting information, that you would never discuss that in an unclassified setting.
In other words, her response to him was, let me tell you why I'm above the law. That was the response.
And it was pretty egregious. So I want to know if you had a chance last night to see this, or if you have a thought about which of these two candidates in your mind would become the better commander in chief. 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. By the way, going back to this Libya thing, Donald Trump, this will be cut number 13, Mike McKay. Donald Trump came out and gave his comments about Libya and sort of took it to Hillary Clinton over that.
I mean, she made a terrible mistake on Olivia, and part of it was the management after effect.
Yeah, it was the management.
Yeah, exactly. It's always what happens after. The other thing I found interesting, Brian, is that she defended the Iran nuclear agreement, and she says she believes in a distrust but verify approach, but she thinks the agreement put a lid on their nuclear weapons program and imposed intrusive inspections. Again, are we not living on the same planet that Hillary Clinton is living on?
Of course, you know, she has to be in an uncomfortable position of trying to defend the administration's decision to send $400 million for the release of four hostages.
And then, as KT said yesterday, 1.3, basically in the dead of night, you know, on a plane full of cash, which the mafia can't get away with doing, but our U.S. government can.
Yeah, Greg and Summer Duck, you're on with Brian and Cheryl Lynn this morning. What do you think there, Greg? You saw the thing last night. Do you have an opinion about which of these two people would become the better commander-in-chief?
Well, my opinion is Trump would be a better commander-in-chief because obviously with her phones being destroyed, she loses them, gets them destroyed. Anything that's sent to her is considered classified until she says, okay, this isn't classified, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah.
Okay, when I was in the military, that's the way it was. But the other thing is, back to Benghazi, did she not send a message to her daughter, Kelsey, and did her daughter have clearance to even hear that information?
Well,
the morning of Benghazi?
My memory of it is, as the Benghazi affair was unfolding, she had a conversation, I think by email, with her daughter, in which she said, these are definitely Al-Qaeda operatives. There's two things about that, and I think you raise a very interesting point. Number one, she was not saying that to the world. She was telling the world that it had something to do with the video. She tells her daughter, and by the way, the president of Egypt, as I recall, that it was Al-Qaeda operative. So she was telling two different stories there, and that's where the beginning of this whole, you know, story about the video began. But the other part of this, did she have permission, and was it proper of her to be discussing something of that sensitive nature
with her daughter
at the time? That's a very good point. Thank you, Greg and Summer Duck. Listen, more of your calls straight ahead. Did you see the forum last night? Do you have an opinion based on that on who would be the better commander in chief? 1-888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. Time now at 6:15 for WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Centerville, if you're coming off of 66 and heading on to 29 near Centerwood Drive, that's before you get to Centerville Road. Watch for an incident. You're going to see some volume quickly forming again on the 29 stretch Lee Highway as you come off of I-66. Now on 66, through Manassas in through to Centerville, of course, we have the stop and go through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and also through Falls Church. Morning rush hour getting busy. Oh, we're busy Interstate 95, and I'm still looking at the incident blocking the left lane. Northbound 95 as you get up toward the Beltway in Springfield near 644. Into the Woodbridge area on Route 1 at Opitz Boulevard, northbound side. That's where the crash reported. Here we go, Maryland through New Carrollton. The crash on the outer loop of the Beltway is going to be outer loop at 450. That's north of 50, the John Hanson Highway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Here it is. It looks like it's going to be a stray shower possibly today, a high of 97. Going to be very warm the way it looks. Tonight, warm and humid, 78 degrees. Tomorrow, a 40% chance of showers, 94. And let's look ahead to the weekend, see how that's shaping up. On Saturday, mostly sunny, temperatures in the upper 90s, and then a bit cooler on Sunday, clear to partly cloudy, temperatures in the mid-80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 76 degrees, 617 on WMAL. Traffic and weather brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts' new Belgian waffle breakfast sandwich has arrived in all its glory. With egg, cheese, and savory bacon in between two delicious Belgian waffles, it's not just a sandwich, it's an experience. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
6:17 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. A big military former last night. Who's going to be the best commander-in-chief on CNBC? Both Trump and Hillary on the stage at different times, taking questions from Matt Lauer about national security and military issues. And by the way, she said that nobody lost their lives in Libya. And apparently forgetting that Benghazi was in Libya, as last we checked. Martin and Reston, you're on with Brian and Cheryl Lynn this morning. Your thoughts?
Good morning, Brian and Cheryl Lynn. Thanks for taking my call. Two points. One, when the former secretary talks about there were no headers, I suspect very strongly when you look at the process that was followed to get email to her, usually it went through Jake Sullivan at the State Department.
Mm-hmm.
So men and women, I suspect, who were practiced foreign service officers who had served abroad and sent in information. I remember Ambassador Indyk sent in a an assessment of Prime Minister Netanyahu. That went to Feltman at the Middle East Bureau. Feltman sent it to Jake Sullivan. And by the time it got to Hillary Clinton, there were no classification markings.
So staff was stripping the stuff off, is what you're saying.
Exactly.
And you say you suspect. May I ask why you suspect and what would lead you to have knowledge about this kind of stuff?
You don't send anything that's unimportant to a Secretary of State. And if it's important, it's classified. It deals with plans and intentions. It deals with intelligence information. Yep. It deals.
And you know about this how?
I'm a former chief of station with the CIA.
There you go. A man who would know. Yeah,
absolutely.
Martin, thank you so much for that call.
Brian, may I make another point, please?
Yes, please.
Matt Lauer asked Trump about the intelligence briefings he'd received. And he made the point that the intel officers that were briefing him were quite good. And he claimed that Obama, Kerry, and the secretary weren't paying attention to the intelligence that they were being briefed on. It was sort of buried in there. But, you know, that's the key piece of information that every decision maker gets at the beginning of the day, to understand what is going on in the world at large.
And we often hear that President Obama does not attend his own briefings. Is that correct?
Yeah, when he said Kerry and Clinton, I was surprised. I mean, that's their stock and trade. They have to go on information that they can't develop themselves through their own agency, the State Department. They have to rely on the intel community, overhead and everything else, to keep them apprised of what may be changing from one day to the next. And if they're not paying attention, and if they don't care, then they're missing that entire piece of knowledge that, you know, the intel community is providing.
Yeah, Martin, thank you for that. And, you know, I forgot about that, because Trump talked about the fact that he's getting his security briefings, and he said, look, the impression I'm getting from the people who are giving me this information, and by the way, they know what they're talking about, is that I'm giving you information that the others have, but they don't pay attention to it. Yeah, very interesting little exchange there. How about Sam in Woodbridge? Sam, good morning. You're on with Brian and Cheryl Lynn. Did you see it last night? What did you think?
Well, quite honestly, I did not see it, so I'm kind of picking up pieces from news reporting this morning. But one thing I have to say is, just from the reporting yesterday as well as this morning, what I'm impressed with between the two, Trump is what I'm expecting, a big hand wave kind of guy. He looks at the chalkboard and makes a sweep across it and said, you know what, when I'm in, I'm going to have my generals give me, you know, they'll have 30 days to come up with a plan. That's my expectation. And I hear this morning that Clinton says there will be no troops on the ground in Syria and Iraq. Well, guess what, there, sweetheart? They're already on the ground in Syria and Iraq, because it's been reported on the open source news.
Yeah.
So you're not even aware of what's going on now, so give me a break.
All right. Thank you very much for that, Sam, right now. It is 6:22. More straight ahead.
Calling all men, Herbal Store 24-7 has a special offer on Viagra and Cialis. 50 pills plus 10 pills free for just $99. That's right, 50 pills plus 10 pills free. Call now, 1-800-781-1219, 1-800-781-1219. HerbalStore247.com.
Who can make your house right and keep it nice and tight? The Window Man can.
Are you considering replacement windows by Pella or renewal by Anderson? Stop. Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, is made of 100% Altrex fiberglass and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. The Windowman.com dares you to compare this industry leader to any other window on the market. Once you do, you'll see just how superior Marvin's Altrex fiberglass window truly is. The Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with larger glass space and smaller profiles. And through September, you will receive a $500 discount on Marvin Infinity window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888. 703-978-9888. The Window Man. No games, no gimmicks. They educate, you decide. The Window Man can. See us for saving details.
Hello, everybody. This is Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. We sold 68 homes last quarter alone, saving our clients on average $23,000. What could you do with an extra $23,000? Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Hiring people is probably the worst part of my job. It's such a hassle, the searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 100+ job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100+ job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
More of your calls straight ahead. Right now it is 6:25 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, the better news. I know commuters are stuck on the Beltway in Maryland trying to get in through to New Carrollton, but the crash, outer loop northbound, right as 450 merges onto the Beltway. Beltway lanes have been reopened. They put everything over to the shoulder, so nothing remains blocked, but the flashing light's a bit of a distraction. Unfortunately for Virginia, we still have a lane blocked, Interstate 95 northbound, so the pressure is on trying to get up through to the Beltway near 644 for the crash. Again, left lane blocked, linking up with the delays now out of Dale City. As a result, on 66, important to note, your travel lanes open Manassas through to Centerville. You do not want to exit 29 Centerville if you have to get past Macon Road toward 28 Centerville Road. We have an incident that's blocking northbound 29 right as you come off of I-66. Inside the Beltway 66, we're heavy through Falls Church, good over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. Update is brought to you by Rivet Radio. Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures staying hot and above 90 degrees as we'll continue to see the numbers soar into the upper 90s today. 100's the record. Going to park it at 97. A stray shower, maybe a thunder shower. Clouds and clear sky tonight. Warm, humid, 78. Tomorrow afternoon, showers and thunderstorms, 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees. It is 626 on WMAL, the big military forum. Commander-in-Chief forum last night on CNBC. Both Trump and Hillary appearing on stage separately under questioning by Matt Lauer and members of the audience. How did you think it went? Who looked more presidential? Who looked like they would be the better commander-in-chief in your mind? Let's go to Chris in Arlington. You're on with Brian and Cheryl Lynn LeVon this morning. Hello, Chris.
Good morning. I hate to say this, but it really doesn't matter who's in charge, who gets elected, because it depends on what the State Department allows the military to do. For years, they've been like a pit bull chained down, and they can't get at the enemy because they're not allowed to get at the enemy.
Well, I think you make a very good point there, Chris, in Arlington. And in fact, Donald Trump sort of talked about this, and he talked about how the generals are treated in the current administration. Take a listen.
Let me read some of the things you said. I know more about ISIS than the generals do. Believe me. Was that the truth?
Well, the generals under Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton have not been successful.
Do you know more about ISIS than they do?
I think under the leadership of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton, the generals have been reduced to rubble.
Yeah, I think his point, and I don't know that I would use the word rubble, his point is you can have the best generals in the world, but if you don't listen to their advice...
Or if they're not being utilized.
Or if they're being if the troops are being handcuffed because of the rules of engagement, as Chris points out, you've got a problem. 628 on WMAL.
Ted Britt Automotive is the place to go for confidence and an amazing experience in purchasing a car. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and you know, when you're going to buy a new or pre-owned vehicle, one of the nagging things in the back of your head is, what if I have problems with this car? What if it's a whole bunch of hassle? Well, here's the great thing about Ted Britt Automotive. Ted Britt has this great program called Ted Britt for Life. It guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage on all new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. So right there, you can have confidence in these guys. And you'll be thrilled with the deals they're going to give you, because at Ted Britt, you'll find the best deals in the area on over 1,200 vehicles in stock, with prices of up to $500 to $2,000 below competition on a wide selection of Chevrolet, Ford, and Lincoln models. But that's not all. Ted Britt also has two Harley-Davidson locations, tons of new and pre-owned bikes to choose from. Go ahead and schedule your next service with Ted Britt right now so you can see the kind of service you're going to get. Visit one of their 9 great locations or online at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, get 2 free gifts and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. Get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. 800-281-8770.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
We often bring you information about what they're saying in Hollywood from time to time that causes a little bit of outrage. Actress Amy Schumer says that Hillary haters have only one issue, and that they are not informed. Would you help us inform Amy Schumer about this matter? We're going to talk about it after the news. It is now 6:30.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. A broadcast forum last night gave Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton a chance to make their national security case.
Hillary Clinton went first and took on the lingering controversy over her use of a private email system.
Classified material has a header which says top secret, secret, confidential. None of the emails sent or received by me had such a header.
Host Matt Lauer gave Donald Trump the chance to discuss his judgment qualifications.
But what have you done in your life that prepares you to send men and women of the United States into harm's way?
Well, I think the main thing is I have great judgment. I have good judgment.
Bob Costantini, Washington.
President Obama, meanwhile, is in Laos and at a news conference there last hour. He was asked about Donald Trump and his remarks at that forum last night.
Asked about Donald Trump's comments on generals, that Obama has reduced them to rubble. Asked about what Donald Trump said about President Obama being humiliated on this trip to Asia. And we heard President Obama respond in a way similar to how we've heard him, things that we've heard him say before. He started off by saying Donald Trump is unqualified to be president of the United States. And the president said he confirms that every time he speaks.
Correspondent Michelle Kaczynski. The Federal Transit Administration is questioning the effectiveness of Metro's SafeTrack initiative in preliminary inspection reports obtained by the Washington Post. FTA inspectors report their concerns that SafeTrack is not as effective as it should be in solving safety problems, and that in fact some problems are being missed. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,526, the NASDAQ at 5,284. Sports making his first start off the disabled list, Steven Strasburg forced to leave in the third inning with another injury. The Nats win the game, though. The O's lose to Tampa Bay. WNBA, the Mystics win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube.
According to a survey from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, over 50% of teens were more likely to buckle up if the adult who was driving also wore a seatbelt. However, when adult drivers did not use seatbelts, just 8% of teens used theirs. So wear your seatbelt and make sure your passengers do too. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Is there anything more annoying than the sound of an old scratchy wiper blade? How about not being able to see? When it comes to wipers, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube. Leave worry behind.
Hi, I'm Patrick Fingles, owner of New Look Home Design. For years, I've been advertising 50% off the price of all new roofs. I used to think we needed to shout a special offer to get us in the door, but I'm done shouting. It's not just about price. Our price will always be competitive. It's also about quality, and New Look is a proven quality leader. 94% of our customers say they'd hire us again for our professionalism, our top quality materials, and our outstanding customer service. Plus, all of our installers are master technicians and Owens Corning certified. We may be the 27th largest home improvement company in America, but we still maintain our small business values. We sit down one-on-one and build your roof with you at your table. Get more than a price estimate. Get a quality commitment. Call New Look Home Design at 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com.
Why do 8 out of 10 drivers prefer Lyft over the competition? Could be that you earn up to $1,500 a week driving your own car during hours you choose. Give enough rides each week and you can keep up to 95% commission. That's right, 95%. Better yet, we'll start you off with a $500 bonus. That's right, $500 for each new Lyft driver in Washington, D.C. And you'll only earn more from there. Whether you're putting money toward a mortgage, saving for vacation, or just looking for a better way to earn, choose Lyft. Apply at LyftDC.com. That's LYFTDC.com today. While you jot that down, here's another fun fact. Lyft is the only app that allows tipping, and 60% of our rides tip the driver. Because at Lyft, drivers come first. Be your own boss, pick your own schedule, and get paid weekly. Experience the difference of Lyft and pocket that $500 bonus by applying at LYFTDC.com today. Terms apply.
In the mood for a classic New York-style diner experience, Metro 29 Diners open daily from 6 a.m. till midnight. Great food and lots of it at affordable prices. Metro 29 Diner, Lee Highway and Glebe Road in Arlington.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Centerville, Fairfax police have closed a stretch of 29 Lee Highway. And you want to avoid this coming off of 66 going northbound 29. They're dealing with a pedestrian accident and they've closed 29 between Macon Road and 28 Centerville Road due to the incident. If you're coming southbound on the 29 Lee Highway stretch, those lanes are open. A couple alternates for you. You could use 28. 66 lanes remain open but heavy as you head out of Manassas through Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. Virginia, 95. Okay, they're picking up the cones here, but we still have the left lane blocked. Northbound 95 has come up to 644 in the Springfield area. Again, stay to the right, but big delays now linked up out of the Dale City area as you push north toward the Beltway. No problems to report on 395, 270 about the volume, leaving Frederick, passing Urbana and Hyattstown, and the outer loop of the Beltway at New Carrollton, 450 crash on the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures staying hot and above 90 degrees as we'll continue to see the numbers soar into the upper 90s today. 100's the record. We'll park it at 97. A stray shower, maybe a thunder shower. Clouds and clear sky tonight. Warm, humid, 78. Tomorrow afternoon, showers and thunderstorms, 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 72 in Chantilly, 72 in Gaithersburg, 75 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Metro 29 Diner. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL.
It's 6:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05, Susan Ferriccio with the Washington Examiner. Congress struggles over Zika and other stuff. 7:35, Stephen Overly as a tech reporter for the Washington Post. There's going to be a new iPhone 7. Are you ready for an iPhone that won't let you use your old headphone? Yeah, well, not without an adapter. 8:35, Jake Tapper from CNN. I'm Brian Wilson. Larry O'Connor's still on vacation. Cheryl Lynn LeBond is with us, former RNC executive, worked up on Capitol Hill for many years. You see from time to time on TV. Hello, Cheryl Lynn.
Good morning.
All right, we bring you Amy Schumer, the actress, controversial sometimes for the things that she says. She's being interviewed by the BBC. And the BBC presenter, they don't have anchors over there, they have presenters. The BBC presenter had a question for her.
If you say the name Hillary Clinton, you know, in America, you get incredible responses. There'll be those who love her, and there'll be those with visceral hatred on their
faces. Well, that's what I'm saying with the not being informed, because those people aren't informed. You know, they... If you go, why don't you like Hillary? They'll go, she lied about her emails. What else is she going to lie about? People get one fact, and that's what they latch on to about a candidate. They go, but, you know, she lied about that. I'm like, well, Donald Trump has a fake college.
So Amy Schumer says that if you support Donald Trump and you dislike Hillary Clinton, that you are...
Those people aren't informed.
You're not informed. Right. Well, okay. I want you to get on the line right now. Amy Schumer says if you oppose Hillary, you're just not informed. What would you like to say to Amy Schumer about you by calling you uninformed? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. She says you don't know what you're talking about. She says you're not informed. What would you like to say to Amy Schumer about this? Get on the line right now. Phone lines are open, 888-630-9625. And any thoughts on this, Cheryl Lynn?
Well, let's just add for our listeners, too, that in this same interview, she said that if Donald Trump wins, she's going to have to learn Spanish, and she's going to move to Spain or somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, basically she's in a long line of Hollywood actors and other figures who've said, if so-and-so wins, I'm going to move to another country. I believe, didn't Alec Baldwin say that?
Yeah, right. There's a whole host of people
that's
in Hollywood.
That's what I mean. There's a long line.
And I say, back up the moving truck, baby. I'm ready.
Go.
All right, to the phone lines we go. Howard in Manassas, start us off. So Amy Schumer, the actress, says that if you're a Hillary Clinton hater, that you are not informed. What do you think about that, Howard? Are you informed?
I'm very informed, and I have to agree with her. Most people are not even close to being informed. I am an American lover more than I am a Hillary Clinton hater, more than I am a Donald Trump supporter. I don't want nor trust Hillary to get in there. And I don't know if I'm allowed to say it, but I'm going to say it. If people would have watched Megyn Kelly last night, if I could make all of America watch that, they would get more information in just a touch of time. And I'll say this, have you all ever thought about this? How come conservatives never say they're going to leave if someone like Hillary gets elected? I'll tell you why. It's always the liberals that say they're going to leave in good, because we want to stay and fight for the country we love.
All right, Howard. I appreciate that.
Thank you
so much. That's good stuff. Lawrence in Crofton, Schumer says that if you dislike Hillary Clinton, well, you're just not informed. What do you think there, John?
I think that Hillary is definitely herself uninformed, as is Amy Schumer. Someone who possesses a clearance, I could say last night her definition of what's classified document is totally incorrect and would get someone in trouble and fired. I'd get fired for what she's done if I used her definition.
Yeah, a good point. I think you're absolutely on the ball there. Kathy in Fairfax has an idea for Amy Schumer. Good morning, Kathy.
Hi, guys. I think she needs to back away from the beer that she advertises.
Oh, yeah, she's... Yeah, do you think that because you dislike Hillary Clinton, that it's a one-issue thing with you? Is it just emails and nothing more? What is
it? For me, the emails is like the iceberg. You know, like for me, I'm an issue voter. So my big thing is national security.
Mm-hmm.
And when she turned her back at the State Department on our men in Benghazi, she lost my vote forever.
Yeah, now that has, you know, that has nothing to do with the emails. That's a completely different matter.
Exactly.
And it was on her watch. That's right. Thank you very much for that, Kathy. Greatly appreciate the call. How about Howard and Laurel? You're on with Brian and Cheryl Lynn this morning.
Good morning from the other Howard that calls in.
Okay, Howard, what's up?
This is such a target-rich environment, I don't even know where to start. Watergate, Filegate, Whitewater, total mismanagement of the one task she was given while she was first lady, healthcare, emails obviously in there, Benghazi, Arkansas. Where to start, guys? Where to start?
All right. Thank you for that, Howard. Greatly appreciate it. Well, seems like there are, at least our little sampling here, there are quite a few people that are very well informed.
Right.
And it's not just one issue, as Howard points out. 6:43 on WMAL.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? Are those high energy bills taking a toll on your wallet? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. That's right. For a limited time, you can have energy-efficient comfort for only $83 a month. For details and to schedule your free estimate, call 888-2424-ARS or visit arsofvirginia.com.
Call ARS and Rescue Router.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Good news! There's still time to enroll in a bachelor's or master's degree program at UMUC, a respected state university. But hurry! Classes are starting soon. Don't miss out on fulfilling your dreams. Visit umuc.edu/radio or call 888-388-UMUC.
Whether you're buying a home or trying to lower your interest rate, finding the right mortgage company is often stressful and time-consuming. Listen this Saturday to The Mortgage Radio Show at 1 p.m. The Mortgage Radio Show is your number one source for mortgage news. Every Saturday, Teresa Strasser and Sean Metter will give you the best tools for finding the right mortgage product to fit your needs. So tune in to The Mortgage Radio Show every Saturday at 1 p.m. on WMAL or call 800-700-8068 to learn more.
6:45 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Better news. Finally, Brian, on Interstate 95, Virginia. Incident cleared from the left lane. It took a while, but now all lanes are open. Everyone's gone, but the delay is pretty intense here. Dale City, just past that Potomac Mills sign. Solid lineup through Newington toward the Beltway, but nothing remaining blocked. A bit busy, 66, Manassas through to Centerville, Fair Lakes, and Fair Oaks. Now, 66 lanes are open. If you can, avoid in Centerville, exiting from 66 to go north on 29 Lee Highway. Have a pedestrian accident, unfortunately, of a stretch of northbound 29 closed between Macon Road and Centerville Road. Southbound side of 29 Lee Highway, lanes are open. Watch for police direction and detour there. On the George Washington Parkway, southbound accident as you approach the 14th Street Bridge. Maryland Beltway crash gone and delays improving on the outer loop north of the John Hanson Highway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
No rest from the heat now as we'll continue to see the numbers go up. Hotter than yesterday today. 97, 100's the record set in 1939. Isolated showers, thunder showers in the forecast. Warm, humid night tonight, 78. Friday afternoon, showers and thunderstorms, 94. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 75 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Hadid Carpet Cleaning.
At Hadid Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean.
You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever.
Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free.
For details, go to joehadid.com.
I don't think you can have a... I haven't had a conversation with anyone who doesn't like Hillary where they've had anything meaningful to say.
That's Amy Schumer, the actress, in an interview on the BBC. And she says, by the way, if you're one of those people who hate Hillary Clinton, well, you're simply...
Those people aren't informed.
You just aren't informed. Well, do you have some things you'd like to say to Amy Schumer about how informed you are? At Warner in Lovettsville, you're on with Brian and Cheryl Lynn LeBon this morning, and for Larry.
Oh, great. Thanks. Hey, yeah, I agree. I'm not as informed as I should be, because I'd love to know what was inside those 33,000 emails that she deleted. So I'm in agreement with her.
All right. Thank you very much, Warner. Appreciate it. Scott in Fairfax, you're up next with Brian and Cheryl Lynn. What do you say,
hey,
Scott?
Well, according to Amy Schumer, we're all low-informed voters, but to be honest with you, the more research I do and the more information I do obtain, the more I actually dislike Hillary Clinton. So thanks for taking my call, guys.
All right. Thank
you're
you for
welcome.
That, Scott. Greatly appreciate it. Bonnie in Norfolk, you're on with Brian and Cheryl Lynn. What do you think there, Bonnie?
Hey, it's not just the email scandal for sure. It's dating way back further. We can't trust the Clintons in the White House, period. Dating all the way back to the housing crisis that Bill Clinton started by deregulating all of the financial market for housing. And it goes way beyond all of that. I mean, 2013, the scare of we have to raise the debt ceiling or seniors won't get their checks, soldiers won't get paid, but we set the record for the most foreign aid ever. And Hillary Clinton was in charge of the checkbook.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. I mean, it sounds like you have a lot of things that you feel like you're informed about. And, and you mentioned it earlier, Cheryl Lynn, that Amy Schumer says that if Donald Trump were to become president, well, she's out of here.
If it isn't Hillary in November, does your act change? Does your outlook change?
My act will change because I'll need to learn to speak Spanish because I will move to Spain or somewhere. It's beyond my comprehension if Trump won. It's too crazy.
So she's going to go to Spain. You know what I say? Adios, muchacho. Hasta la vista. Back up the truck and start getting those Berlitz tapes so you can learn Spanish. That you're going to need it. 6:50 on WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm going to give you some great advice about real estate. If you listed your home for sale in the past and it didn't sell or got an offer for less than the asking price and thought, maybe I should just wait, don't. There's no reason to sit on your hands in fear of the market and delay your dreams. No, all you need to do is call realtors Sarah and Debbie Reynolds of the Reynolds team with Keller Williams. Debbie and Sarah are the best. They just sold the Ronalds home that was listed with another agent for 9 months. Imagine that. Well, the Reynolds sold it in 3 weeks. If you're ready to sell your home, do yourself a favor and call the Reynolds team today. 844-344-SOLD. Debbie and Sarah are ready to get you top dollar and get you packing. Call the Reynolds team now. 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD. Or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. And start packing. I mean, like, fast.
Your home, it's how you live. It might need work, maybe more space, your style, or need an overdue fix. Well, Big Dog Remodelers is your solution. They're a licensed general contracting firm in D.C. and Maryland. It's a family business, and they take great pride in their home designs and professional execution. The difference is it's personal at Big Dog Remodelers. They believe it should be a creative, fun, and hassle-free experience. Your project is managed by the owner, and the work is done by quality craftsmen who are company employees. Big Dog Remodelers in D.C. and Maryland. Kitchens, baths, decks, rooms, exteriors, everything home. Leave nothing to chance and call now to shorten the distance between your vision and a new living space. Call 240-338-3814 for a free consult or bigdogremodelers.com. That's 240-338-3814 for your home.
My number two does not look like a number two. I don't know what to call it. Is there a number three?
Table for four, please. Anything close to the restroom.
Ugh, a middle seat with these stomach problems? That's my fear of flying.
Sound like you? If it does, you could be one of the many people with a digestive condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. Even if you don't know what EPI is, you might know the symptoms. Frequent diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain. If you have even just one of these symptoms, you could still have EPI, because not everybody experiences EPI the same way, which is why it's so important to open up to your doctor about all your symptoms. And the good news is, EPI is manageable, so don't keep a lid on it. Go to identifyepi.com, complete the symptom checker, and use it to have a conversation with your doctor. Don't keep a lid on it. Visit identifyepi.com, brought to you by AbbVie.
Coming to the Event Center at Hollywood Casino. Legendary acts like Buddy Guy, Chris D'Elia, Tony Braxton, and Jay Leno. The biggest names in entertainment always find a way back to Hollywood. Visit Ticketmaster.com today. Only at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. All gaming is regulated by the West Virginia Lottery. Gamble too much? Call 1-800-522-4700 for free confidential help.
It is now 6:53 on WMAL. Time to see how it's going on with your money at the news desk at CNBC. John Terrett is standing by.
That's right. Nation's capital. Good morning. Europe is going to be on Wall Street's mind this morning. The central bank there deciding what to do with interest rates today. Decision expected in about an hour from now. The NASDAQ set another all-time high yesterday, interestingly enough. Economic data for today. New claims for unemployment benefit are expected to rise, but only modestly. Consumer credit may grow, too. American spending more on cars and a college education, apparently. China's imports are up unexpectedly in August for the first time in nearly 2 years. The country sucked in more coal and other commodities, which suggests domestic demand may be picking up there at last in the world's second largest economy. Hewlett-Packard Enterprise spinning off its software business to the UK software maker Micro Focus. The deal is $8.8 billion worth. Intel is selling its majority stake in the antivirus company McAfee. Liberty Media, one of the world's biggest actually, is buying the Formula One motor racing franchise for a cool $4.4 billion. And that $12 billion business we call the NFL kicks off its season tonight in Denver, Panthers versus Broncos. John Terrett, CNBC Business Radio on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WAMAL.
Who can make your house right and keep it nice and tight? The Window Man can.
Are you considering replacement windows by Pella or renewal by Anderson? Stop. Marvin's replacement window, the Infinity, is made of 100% Altrex fiberglass and will never rot, warp, bend, or bow. TheWindowMan.com dares you to compare this industry leader to any other window on the market. Once you do, you'll see just how superior Marvin's Altrex fiberglass window truly is. The Infinity offers the classic traditional look of wood, 8 times the strength of vinyl, and more natural light with larger glass space and smaller profiles. And through September, you will receive a $500 discount on Marvin Infinity window orders. Schedule your free estimate by calling 703-978-9888. 703-978-9888. The Window Man. No games, no gimmicks. They educate, you decide. See us for saving details.
It is now 6:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, Interstate 95 crash northbound as you approach 644 before the Beltway. Finally gone, but big delays still on the approach. On the George Washington Parkway southbound, as you come up to the 14th Street Bridge, that's where U.S. Park Police are working the crash. Heavy on the 14th Street Bridge and working toward the freeway. In Northwest, intersection of Independence Avenue and 15th Street with the broken down, we have our second pedestrian accident of the morning. Pedestrians' cars need to watch for each other. This one on Georgia Avenue southbound near Madison Street. That puts it south of Missouri Avenue. And Fairfax, they're working a pedestrian accident, closing northbound 29 just off the 66 right near Macon Road. Southbound 29 open now from GarageDoorRepair.com. The WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Stray shower, thunderstorm possible. High today of 97. 78 is our overnight low. Tomorrow, a 40% chance of showers and a high of 94. Currently in the nation's capital, we're sitting at 75 degrees on WMAL.
For those of you that haven't met me, my name is Marcus Lemonis. My job is to go in and work with businesses that are either on the verge of something really great or that aren't doing so well. The reason that I'm here is to take a good business and make it really good. We made a deal for me to invest $350,000.
$500,000.
$750,000. There is no question that I'm 100% in charge.
The Profit Premiere episodes, Tuesdays, 10 Eastern, CNBC. Get yours.
Are you still promising yourself or your spouse to get your will updated and a good basic estate plan in place? Are you finally ready to make sure you don't leave a mess behind for your family to clean up? Give me just 2 hours and I'll show you how. I'm Attorney Mike Collins, host of Radio's Legally Speaking show. Come to my seminar and I'll teach you what you need to know about wills, trusts, taxes, probate, how to keep your money in your family. Register now at MikeCollins.com and I'll even waive the tuition. That's MikeCollins.com.
Now, something to think about with Mike Rogers.
President Obama manages to honk off another American ally. Much was made of the way the president of the Philippines chose to express his displeasure with Mr. Obama's condemnation of the Philippines' harsh drug enforcement. Not much on why the Philippine president was so ticked off in the first place. In 2012, the Philippines had the highest methamphetamine use in East Asia. International drug cartels are using the country as a hub. It had become the largest producer of illicit drugs in Asia and is a major distribution center for all of Asia. The Philippine president declared if correction action wasn't taken, the country risked becoming a narco state, meaning drug dealers and international organized crime were in charge. Aggressive police tactics have seen the death of some 2,000 drug dealers across the country in major anti-drug operations. Obama said he didn't like that, and Duterte said something like, butt out. Just a note, the Philippine president is hovering around 90% approval rating. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
This is John Greenhut, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. Even better, there's no messy strips or trays that you'll have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-679-0969. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-679-0969. That's 1-800-679-0969.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll talk to Susan Parisio with the Washington Examiner about what's going on Capitol Hill and the battle to get Zika funding. It didn't go well yesterday. And also, we'll talk about the new iPhone with Stephen Overly, Washington Post tech reporter. It's all straight ahead right here on WMAL.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL.
Stop the podcast.
Stop the podcast.
Hi, everybody. Just to let you know, this episode of Fish is sponsored by TV licensing.
Yes, TV licensing. What are you watching on TV, Andy?
I have been watching a show that's called 2 Weeks in August.
Okay.
Despite it being July at the time of recording.
Oh, you don't have to watch TV shows in the time that their name references.
No, absolutely. I watched The Darling Buds of May in winter. Anyway, 2 Weeks in August. It's a really good series. It's set on a lovely Mediterranean holiday.
Ooh.
And it's a group of old mates from uni who've gathered together. Some of them have got kids. Some of them haven't. Some of them have been going through big life events. And it's one of those amazing pressure cooker series where things just get more and more and more tense.
Oh, those stressful ones.
Yeah, I love it. I love it.
I love my comedy, I gotta say. So I've been watching Android, which is Diane Morgan's new thing, and I absolutely love it. But I just, for me, I always, on television, watch everything with someone from Bolton in it. That's basically all I watch.
And she's from Bolton?
She's from Bolton.
But in this show, I believe she's a robot.
She's a robot, and it is not certain where in the country she's from.
It depends where the facility is that makes her, I suppose.
I guess so. But what are we actually here to say?
Oh, we're here to say that if you want to watch any of these shows, your TV license covers you to watch over 400 TV channels and everything on BBC iPlayer.
That is incredible.
So 2 Weeks in August has finished going out now, but you can get hold of it on the iPlayer.
If you want to find out more about this, then go to tvl.co.uk/pod.
Now back to the tension and the stress and the misery of this episode of Fish.
Oh, I thought you were referencing Bolton. On with the podcast.